Hello and welcome to the Three Peas in a podcast. We'll probably change that second podcast out of here. I am your host, Ben, the goat, Merscience. Joined today, I have my very good friends. We have Chief Hutt Killstar. Say hello.
Hello.
And Captain Ryu McGruff.
Hiya.
Hey guys, this is the, what do you think of the intro? I just made all of that up on the spot.
Works for me.
Alright, yeah. I'm gonna try and do different names every episode. I'm gonna try and...
titles?
Yeah, I'm gonna try and give you guys like a little bit of new names going on.
That's over 100 different titles and names.
I will do my darndest. At some point, like, we'll see when I start getting Simpson syndrome and just redo names.
At the last episode, you should do this. The
exact same one. Yeah.
Well, we'll see. Anyways, if you didn't read the title, or, you know, somebody just shoved this episode in your face, then we are here. The mission statement of this podcast is we are going to be reading Dragon Ball 10 chapters a week for, hopefully, exactly a year, because it's 520 chapters. And we're hoping that it's going to be good. So a bit of the background on what we have is our resident Dragon Ball expert Hutt over there. It is his favorite show. He has read it. He's watched it several times, I believe, and he's still currently up to date with Dragon Ball Super manga. RIP, I know. As for me. I have the second most experience with the show. I watched it when I was in middle school, and I watched Super at some point until I decided this is bad. Dragon Ball fans, Dragon Ball Super fans, y'all can crucify me in the comments. And to round out our lovely roster, we have Ryu, who is an absolute Dragon Ball newbie, doesn't know anything besides what he's learned through pop culture osmosis, which would be.
The normal shit, you know, like, people can go Super Saiyan, shit like that, fusions, base, like, shit that comes way later. So, this is all very new to me that we've currently learned, at least.
Yeah, so, with that, gentlemen, shall we get into chapters 1 through 10?
Yeah, definitely.
Alright, so I think, like, for these, Ryu, we're gonna let you go first, because obviously me and Hutt have a little bit of a different perspective. So I think it'll be interesting to hear your thoughts first.
Well, when I started reading, and it's very kind of a strange-ish intro with like the wood chopping, but fair enough. Then we learned he just has a Dragon Ball at the start, which is cool. Didn't know that. Also, you can immediately see the staff in the background if you look at, like, is it panel 7 or 6, something like that.
We're doing deep cut. Okay. I wasn't expecting us to like fully go like page by page. I just have some general thoughts.
Then we see Bulma, which says on her shirt. Also, I knew a little bit about that. Driving a car, which I didn't expect to see a fucking car in like chapter 1. I just thought like, okay, wow, a car. That's funny. Of course, Goku hunting, fishing with his little pecker out.
We come across
Bulma, which Goku, being the absolute chad he is, throws. And then, like, just fucking jucks that shit away. And then Bulma just, like, pulls out the Glock, and Goku just resists that shit.
Okay, but, like, what'd you think of the chapters? Like, what's the vibe that you got? How does it stack up against, like,
what I don't know, I jumped in kind of blind, not knowing what to expect. This is not it. I'm gonna be real. It's not what I expect. It's a lot more goofy and like a lot more like jokishly, I guess, than what I figured it would have been. I'm a little bit more serious for some reason. I don't know exactly why that was, but maybe, I don't know. Watched Fairy Tail right lately, so that already kind of like a goofy series, so I figured that's a little bit more serious, but nope.
That's the vibe. Like I also had like I have my notes over here. Like the first thing I wrote down in my notes is the opening is way more comedic than I remembered and than you'd expect from a series with this reputation. How was that for you? Like, you know, obviously, like, no, like, being very familiar with the show.
Obviously, I remember how this goes, right? But I feel like it's funny to think about how goofy this series starts, you know, how lighthearted, funny, right? And then we delve into more serious stuff later that everyone, you know, associates with Dragon Ball, like fight, transformations, etc., etc. But right now it's very simple, very, very lighthearted, right? So I think that starting off that way, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, I thought like it was I thought it was very interesting, and so one thing that I don't know if this is going to be controversial. I don't think it'll be within this group, but I gotta be honest, Bulma fucking sucks.
Right? Yeah, she is.
We can all agree she's fucking awful.
She's using Goku like his strengths. Like, the first one of the first things she says is like, "Oh, this guy is strong. I can use him." Like, genuinely, the first thought she has. It's insane. And he's like, "Oh, he has a Dragon Ball. Oh, even more convenient." Like, so like, she is genuinely just fucking using Goku. And then later, when we get to like Oolong, she's also like, "Oh, that's convenient. We can use him." Like, she is literally like using Goku, and she doesn't tell them that the ball is spread away, right? After they
finish with Shenlong, purposefully like spreading misinformation.
Purposely like keeping their lie up so she can get what she wants. She's really after her own desires and doesn't really care for the people she's with.
Yeah, she's very manipulative. She drove over a kid and then decided to shoot the kid right afterwards, which is
like, oh, this shit is shocked.
You'd think this takes place in America.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's like she did the Toji, man. What the fuck?
It's not like she's stupid or anything.
No, right? she's really smart.
She's very smart.
She just chooses to be this way, which is crazy. Also, like, that kind of brings me to like another point I had, which was that I just like that guns don't mean anything off the bat. I thought that was very I wrote down they just do ouchie.
Yeah, they just
that's Goku.
Yeah, which I thought was funny. But like, to get back on like the Bulma thing real quick, this is probably like what's gonna be most of my input throughout like the early parts of this series, because obviously this is a parody of Journey to the West, right? I mean, we all know this.
Yeah, you cut out when you start.
You cut out
first. Obviously this is a Journey to the West. This is a Journey to the West parody. We all know this, right?
Yeah, we know this.
Okay, yeah. So like, I know you guys know this, but I don't think you guys really know anything about Journey to the West as like a text.
I know from the rusted tongue.
I have watched
basically most of the shit I know.
Yeah, I've watched a couple videos about it, so I know like.
All right.
Some degree.
Right. So like, one of the things that I wanted to mention that really like stuck out to me as a like major difference, because that I thought that would be like a fun way to like approach this, is to see like, okay, where does this now really like. What jokes and what inversions does it really make? And one of the main ones is Bulma, because in Journey to the West there is like one of the most virtuous monks, Tripitaka is the main character and is the one that like all these characters center around, being Sun Wukong, being Pigsy, like, and like the other characters that later join up. And like, he's the most virtuous monk, so like we're supposed to like root for him. He's the main character. And, you know, he's the one delivering the scriptures to the West. But here, looking at Bulma, she is probably, like, the least virtuous person. And I gotta be honest, when she fell through the cloud, I kinda laughed, because I was like, yeah, you deserve that.
That makes sense.
You
Yep.
I think it's funny, because Tripitaka, physically bound, Sun Wukong, so he would help him, right? As well as him not being physically strong enough to get through the journey by himself, right? So he needed a powerhouse with him. Then that's a good parallel here, because Bulma is like Tripitaka, right? She can't do anything on her own, so she has someone else help her through the journey. I think was a nice
Yeah, like I do think that like the issue I think with this is that Kripitaka works because like he's a good, well-meaning person and again virtuous. Whereas Bulma
Yes.
just sucks. She just sucks.
Selfish. She's very
She's
selfish.
super selfish and that doesn't work. Like a lot of like the conflict that arises in Journey to the West a lot of the time is like Kripitaka trying to do good and like misunderstanding his disciples. He's like, the other people become his disciples. Like, for example, there's like several times where, they don't trust Sun Wukong because, he's Sun Wukong. He does so much shenanigans and random shit and like impulsive stuff and gets him in trouble a lot of the times that like sometimes like there's conflict from like, when they don't trust him. And then like there's this thing where, like Kripitaka casts him out, and that's like very high drama stuff. But that doesn't work here because you just be yelling at Bulma, being like, "What the fuck are you doing, you dumb bitch?"
Yeah, and like in this, like the most of the things that happen are because Bulma is like going after the balls. She has the tracker, of course, which she's following to the balls, and like that's where the journey that they have is. Like they're going towards the balls every time, and like they're making a quick bridge to the with the random turtle that Goku found, and they get like a sidetrack, like a side quest from the turtle, like hey, bring me back home. And Goku was immediately like, I'm gonna help you, because he just wants to do good. He just wants to help people and on along the journey.
Which in and of
And
itself
home.
is an inversion of Sun Wukong.
Yeah.
Because
Fair
Sun
enough.
Wukong is very selfish.
Like,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, hon.
I was gonna say it's like Bulma has Kripitaka's like physicality, but Sun Wukong's mindset, while Goku's the reverse, having Sun
Yeah.
Wukong's like abilities and Kripitaka's mindset, right?
This is very fun, very
Yeah, so
interesting.
like that's definitely a fun inversion. Also, just like one of like I took one picture of like a panel that I wanted to talk about. And it is again like it's a Journey to the West thing, so I wanted to mention it whilst we're talking about it. So like when they meet Roshi. Also, that's another thing. Like, it's gonna be very like weird for me because like I know the English like names, which they like translate, but in the manga they have it like straight up. So like when they meet Roshi, Turtle Hermit, like there's this bit
Kakana
where
and Sennin.
Bulma's yeah, where Bulma says, "Hey, why does a Turtle Hermit have a magic clout? Cloud, I mean, where's the logic?" And Roshi just says, "Deal with it," because like. In Journey to the West, like most of the emissaries from heaven just have one of those clouds, and it's never quite explained. And so,
Like,
like,
don't
to
question it.
give Son Wukong, or to give Goku the cloud, they just kind of said, "Fuck it." And like that's kind of like the attitude that that they have with like a lot of the like the Journey to the West stuff. And just like, why? Like this doesn't make sense. It's like, shut the fuck up. We're doing a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cloud is mostly like they used it like once, like most of the time, like when catching Oolong when he was flying away. Like most of the time when it's like when it's like brought up, they're like, no, but all the rest of them are walking right through the desert. Like so, like I'll walk as well. And then the only other
Yeah.
thing it's used for is the joke of like being impure.
Yeah,
That's
it's because,
usually what it's
to be honest,
about.
I just enjoy seeing Bulma like splat her face. She deserves it.
That's great.
Oh yeah. Also, just to get this out of the way, I'll call the Yoibo for the power pole, because that's what it's called.
Yeah.
I'll call the Kinto Un for the flying Nimbus, because that's what it's in dub. And I'll call Shenlong for Shenron, because that's what it's called in dub. So I'm just getting that out of the way.
Yeah, well, we might have to clarify a couple more times, but I think I'm gonna join you on that.
I'll call him Shenlong because that's how he's called in the manga.
Yeah.
I'll still call Roshi Roshi because that's how I got to know him through
Yeah.
Pop
From
Trivia.
Slime, right?
Not Slime. At this
Yeah.
point, and
We have a
then
friend called Slime whose profile picture is Master
Roshi,
Roshi.
which
And
that
he's
in one of our
named
Discord
Slime Master
servers is,
Roshi in our
yeah.
Discord, so yeah.
Yeah, and then yeah. So like, and I just called Bulma because I knew she was called Bulma, but even before she was introduced, and Goku, all this
Yeah.
stuff, right?
Like so what okay, another thing I wanted to talk about was just their ages. Like caught me so off guard. He's 14?
14.
No.
And
okay.
She's 16.
He looks 8. He looks like 8.
Else to say it. Goku is not actually 14. The reason he says he's 14 years old is because he never learned how to count. He is... yeah. So he says he's 14, but he's actually 11. So
that makes more sense.
Okay. So later, when he... Actually, he'll find out later how to count, and then he'll realize he's actually 11 at this current point in the story.
So he's pre-puberty here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Okay. That makes,
sense. Like, also, like, I've just been reading Conan, so I was like, this motherfucker's not 14.
This shit lied.
This shit, like, in manga, they don't even do this shit. What is this cap? What do you guys, I have some other things I want to talk about. What's some stuff that you guys want to talk about?
First off, I want to mention the time restraint, the 30 days. They mentioned chapter 2. They were like, Bulma was saying, yeah, summer break. I have 30 days to get these balls. And I've kind of loosely been keeping track. They're like, they only after the 10 chapters, they have 20 days each left, 10 days past ish.
I thought it was way less.
Yeah, it doesn't seem.
I thought it was four or five days, because we see them camp out four or five-ish times, right?
Well, yeah, it's there's a 3-day travel, right? With the boat.
Oh, right. Yeah, they did say that. Yeah, no, okay.
Yeah,
we'll see. Because I'm gonna be honest. I don't think this is a story that's gonna keep track of its continuity.
The time.
Well.
Yeah.
So
not.
I'm very interested to see what you get out of that. I am mostly looking at some of the characters and what they're doing. And this is mostly a thing that Ryu, you'll catch on to this later. But Hutt, the stuff in the desert, that's it's an impressive introduction for Yamcha.
I don't know who he is. I've never met him. Nothing through pop culture has told me about this character.
That's wild.
Yeah. So it was interesting to see him be introduced and he kind of wrecks Goku. But then it's just my issue with it is that he immediately goes I'm hungry, right? So it's not he didn't beat him, he was just hungry, right?
It's so sad, he fought someone that's actually can oppose Goku, so it's true, right? Since so far it's been a cakewalk, he's just beat people. And someone that can beat Goku, but the caveat is that Goku was hungry and wasn't.
Goku had nothing to eat for a day, or two, maybe.
So he wasn't at full power, so.
Also, just love Bulma eventually pulled out a Tommy-ish, not really a Tommy gun, an MP40 or whatever, and then she also shot Goku.
The guns,
but,
took me so, it's
it could
fucking
be so
weird.
I didn't expect guns to be a bigger part than they just a one-off gag at the beginning, maybe.
Yeah, because Bulma, Yamcha pulls out a fucking RPG at some point.
He pulls a fucking Panzerfaust. He pulls out a fucking Panzerfaust.
Oh my god.
German World War II RPG. He calls it a Panzerfaust as well. He literally calls it that.
Oh shit.
Yes.
I was gonna ask you guys who that we've seen so far. Do you think anyone else but Goku could have could ride the flying nimbus?
We've seen
maybe the turtle.
Maybe a turtle, yeah.
I think your boy Turtle might be on that cloud life.
Everyone else is horny as fuck.
Yeah,
right?
It's bad. It makes sense that this is
old man.
Why the 2000s were the way they were.
This makes
anime.
A lot more sense. Yeah.
I already had that based off of at some point I rewatched Dragon Ball Abridged, and I just at some point they had four or three characters in a room. I was oh god, all of them are horny. I was okay, this makes sense why, it took a while to shake this out of the anime.
Just in general, not even just the Dragon Ball anime, just anime.
Yeah, Dragon Ball's influence is far-reaching. And, I'll have a thing to say about the horniness later. But that's, we've seen. So essentially, this is just a little again, Journey to the West stuff. There's a thing in Journey to the West where every character in Journey to the West represents an aspect of humanity slash like the human brain.
Mm-hmm.
And the character that Oolong is based off of, Pigsy, is instinct. So that is also, you know, like the perversive instinct slash the breeding. Which is why Oolong is the way he is. But like,
makes sense.
So like that was like a lot of the reason why I thought like that a lot of like the perfect characters that came after Dragon Ball were like not as good, because like Oolong is that way because he's based off of a character who actually represents something. So you do a parody of a parody, which you lose something in the middle of. That's what I thought for a long time, because it's been a while since I read Dragon Ball. Then I realized Master Roshi gets introduced before Oolong. So I'm talking out of my ass.
Master Roshi.
Yeah, like, it's just a thing.
I mean, that's probably based on the old man gag in anime, right? Like, old man horny.
Yeah, but, like, I thought that Oolong was introduced before that, and I was like, oh, so, like, they just did that and then did the joke again, which was bad. But no, they did that joke first, which was bad, then they did the joke, and it worked, and then, like, it doesn't.
And then they kept going, and then more of them.
Yeah. I've gotta say, first half of this, or at least, like, a good chunk of the series has this, it has the horny, right? But thankfully, later, it just stops.
Okay. I'm so looking forward to that.
Same. I want this to stop.
Like, I do think there's some, like, we do need to, like, take into account that this is, like, from the 80s? Like, early 80s? When did Dragon Ball...
1984, I believe. Or 1986.
Yeah, 84 is what it says here.
Yeah, 86 was when the anime released.
Alright, so yeah, 84, obviously, that is nearly exactly 40 years ago.
Yeah.
So that's something we gotta keep, like, putting it in its era makes sense, but, obviously, yeah. Like, that's just, I think that's just some context.
I feel
40
this...
years ago. That's kind of an insane amount of time to think.
Yeah.
Most of my notes are just about Journey to the West, so if we want to talk about anything else, please do.
It's fun. I find it weird how, like, randomly, like, at the boat stop, right? Randomly just lost the capsules. I guess, like, to drive the plot forward, like, oh, we have to survive without them now. Like,
yeah,
it was just,
like,
out of nowhere, kind of.
It feels a bit off, but, like, right now, the thing that's, like, allowing me to, like, see past a little bit. You know that I don't generally look past stuff like this. It's just that, like, it's such, like, nothing serious has happened yet.
No.
Not a single serious thing has happened yet. And until it does, I'm gonna let the series do whatever it wants. I'll keep notes, and then at some point, they'll go back on something, and I'll call it out.
Yeah, the series will be pretty... Something interesting will happen next week, I'll say at least. But
okay.
Alright. I fucking hope so.
I hope we have something to talk about. That would be nice.
Yeah, it's just like, guys, we read 10 chapters, nothing happened. It was just blank pages.
Like,
I don't know.
Yeah, cool ship. Anyway, see you next week. Like,
see
maybe.
You next week.
Thanks for coming.
Oh my god. And like, that's gonna, like, we don't even upload it as an episode on YouTube. We just upload it as a short.
Just short.
Yeah. Oh my god, okay.
Oh boy.
Also, I just want to call to this. There is apparently, like, I knew this beforehand, but there is a transformation school. So are the implications that anyone could just go to that school and learn how to transform?
Yes. Which, again, I thought was, like, an interesting... I gotta stop talking about Journey to the West, but one more time. So, in Journey to the West, like, Sun Wukong goes to, like, Sun Wukong has 7 different types of immortality. The where he learns his first, like, version of immortality is also where he learns to shapeshift. In Journey to the West, Sun Wukong is a shapeshifter. And here, like, Oolong has that ability. I think Pigsy could also shapeshift in Journey to the West. There's just a lot of shapeshifters in Journey to the West for some reason. I thought it was pretty cool that, like, Huar and Oolong both had, like, shapeshifter powers.
That's how you say his name? Huar?
Yeah.
Huar.
I thought it was like Pure. Like the
Yo, oh my god. Bro, Toriyama is a secret duchy? Crazy.
Yeah, hell yeah. No, like, yeah, but, like, I thought the implication of, like, transformation school was just, like, creatures that know from birth they can transform go to that school. But
It's like
you're
Hogwarts.
saying it makes more sense.
It's like
Yeah,
Hogwarts
like,
for
yeah, for transformation. I thought, like, okay, you have magic affinity, so go there.
Yeah, that will
Like,
make sense.
that's what
I
I figured, at least, but, yeah.
Oolong got his Hogwarts letter and I didn't. What is this injustice?
What
What's
is
this
this
injustice?
for?
I mean, we never got to explain how, like, fuck, what's his name
Poir?
today? Poir.
Poir.
How long Poir can do it? From seemingly, he can do it infinitely, at least longer than Oolong.
I
He
mean,
without
Oolong,
meaning.
like, they were, like, pretty matched, right? Like,
Apparently.
'cause, like, they have the whole thing where they go out into the desert
Yeah, but I think
together.
like Poir
Which, by
just
the way,
shows
was
like,
funny. It
hey,
was
I am
actually, like,
also.
genuinely a funny bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. I generally think though, however, that like Poir only changed back to himself once he saw Oolong like pop out.
Yeah.
Oolong popped out because like time ran out, and then Poir. But even Poir went before Oolong because he changed into Goku and then went upstairs and like he heard that coming up and
Yeah.
then changed. So
Yeah.
in like actual time wise, Poir would have transferred
God,
out
Oolong
first.
also sucks. I just really like he just
Honestly, he's probably my least favorite character here.
like
He sucks.
again, like he's just horny and he's the one character that like is justifiably horny because again, he's like based
It's
off of
based off
the
of something which makes me
Bixby,
enjoy him a
who's
little
like
bit
the
more.
instinctively like who's supposed to represent instinct. So, like I get it. He still su he drugs everybody. He
Yes,
drugged
oh yeah, but
literally all of them. And then when
yeah.
I will fucking go upstairs, I'm like, ay, ay, ay.
I don't
Nobody
somehow
besides
ended up.
Goku is likable right now. Yamcha's incel, by the way. Like, Yamcha's genuinely
Yes,
just an
he no,
incel.
like, he's more of the cheats of like women.
It's not like
He's fucking
he
dying.
hates them. He said he wanted to have confidence talk to them. He's just scared of them, right? That's he.
That's the one wish he has. He wants the
Yeah,
wish to be
he wants to
confident.
be
Not even
actually.
just a love and girlfriend. No. His wish is to be able to talk to women.
Yeah, he just wants to be
First
able to
time.
talk to
Bro,
women. So
wait, no,
he's.
he's Rajesh from Big Bang Theory.
I don't get that.
At least he's trying to change himself, right?
That
It's more
happens
than
so
we can say
much.
for a fucking Bulma.
Yep.
Yamcha is generally more
Yeah.
likable than Bulma, even though we've known
Yes.
Bulma for way longer. We
Yup,
met Yamcha
yup.
like three chapters ago.
I
Bulma
also
was
like
Finn.
you gotta just respect the guy. Like Poir's like, don't you wanna be like king of the world or like infinite wealth? And he's just like, no, I don't give a shit about that. What are
I
you
don't give
on
a shit
about?
about that. I don't give a shit about world domination. I just want love,
I can just
which
get
is
by
very
myself.
respectable.
Which is so yeah, that's so respectable, dude.
He's like, I just want to get married, and that's genuinely very
Like
respectable. I
right now,
genuinely
Yamcha's the best character, which is crazy.
Yeah.
like it's Yamcha, Goku, and then like
Yeah, because like
the
Goku,
rest,
like
Bulma,
Goku
and the
just
rest.
hasn't done anything wrong. Like he does, like well, like well,
I mean,
yeah.
Poir, I guess. Like Poir
Hey,
is fine. Poir didn't do jack shit, but
Jack, are we gonna talk about like Goku like just not understanding what a woman is?
yeah, I was gonna say tapping people. Like, I get it. You've never
Women.
seen a woman before
Bro,
Male.
Goku is number one Trump supporter. I'm just saying, you got him by the pussy.
Bro, I
Fuck
knew
you,
you were referencing that way as soon as you
I was,
said
hey,
that.
look, we can pussyfoot around him, hey.
Oh, God.
Like, it's crazy because
It's
he
topical.
doesn't.
He's running again, and we really hope he doesn't get it.
Exactly. Yeah, but I get it since he's never seen a woman in his life. At least
Yeah.
lived in the
The only know
mountains.
is generally the only person he knows is his grandpa, no?
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
go on.
Like,
Yeah, he
it's
lives.
understandable, and like, I get that Bulma's like mad about it. But like, he should also like just catch on a bit quicker, right?
Yeah, but you know, social
Okay.
situation.
To his like credit, he never went to school.
Yeah,
Like
and
this
his
is his
grab.
first time like meeting everyone else besides his
No, but
grandpa
like,
who died
what
like
I'm
a year
saying is
ago.
that like he's super trust like he trusts everybody, right?
Yeah, he's very trustworthy.
Bulma told him to stop fucking doing it, and he just didn't listen. He's still a
Yeah,
kid, I
he's still
guess.
curious.
Yeah,
He's
he's.
still curious, right? And I guess he didn't learn proper etiquette since, you know, his grandpa died and he lived alone in the mountains. We don't really get when he died, but we just know he died, so he could have, you know, died
Could have died a
earlier.
week ago. He could have died. Looking at him, he was
About a week
surviving on his fine on
ago.
his own.
Yeah.
Looking at him, he was like surviving fine. So I think he died quite a little while ago. So
Yeah,
like
so like
at
he's been
least a
making do for
month.
a while.
we can do it for at least a month.
A couple years.
Yeah.
Probably a couple years, but at least a month.
Because, like, he's super settled into this day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, generally. Like, he goes out, he trains,
he's whistling,
gets food,
he's rolling off of trees.
Mm-hmm. He knows the area, yeah.
Yeah. So, are we going to talk about him, like, using his kill for thing?
It's pretty conventional way. It's pretty ingenious, actually.
I think.
I thought that was so neat.
Yeah.
I was like, why is Dickens closed? And then he stuck his tail in the water. I'm like, well,
that's a pretty good idea.
That's fair.
I think another thing that just bugs me about Bulma is just that she never believes thing.
Yeah, she's very untrustworthy.
She trusts nothing.
All the way around.
I don't remember if this has been revealed yet. So I'm gonna keep it to myself for now. But she is a city girl, right? So
yeah, she said this. I'm just a city girl.
Yeah.
I do want Ryu's reaction on tape for this. So Ryu, I wanted, like, this is one of my all time favorite anime openings. It is the Dragon Ball anime opening. I don't recommend looking at the visuals. Just I'm gonna send the link. And you just, like, click on it and then, have another tab open so you don't get spoiled visually. But, like, mm-hmm. I want your reaction and thoughts on...
Playing? Yeah, it's playing.
This is definitely my favorite.
It's loud. Wait one sec.
Alright. So, you guys won't have audio for this, because obviously we will get mega copyright strike. We put this up.
Oh yeah.
Yep. This is better than any of the Dragon Ball Z openings. I will die by that.
Yeah, this is definitely my favorite Dragon Ball opening. The only one that I think is close to this is the GT opening, Don Don Kokoro no.
Sure, that's a thing.
Yep.
It's very chill. Yeah, I think it works very well for, just the event, because it's just a chill adventure, right? Again, we've not faced any true danger.
Nope.
So, for what the series is right now, I don't know when it'll change, when this shifts, but, which I'm also very interested in.
I know.
But...
Now you know.
No, I don't. It's been nearly a decade since I started this shit.
Yeah. Jesus. I know. That's just it.
Look, I'm call me old. Fuck you.
This is very chill.
Yeah.
Like the drumming.
It's such a fucking vibe, bro.
It's such a banger. Man.
Like I'm just interested in seeing when it all evolve past just goofy little manga. That's what it is. You can very much tell why, One Piece is based off of this, because, it's goofy, I'm interested to see how this balances the serious and the goofy, which I think One Piece does very well.
Yeah. I mean, One Piece went, from they had a very silly at the beginning, and they went a little bit more serious, this not really, and then they went back more a little silly, they had, periods, eras, I guess.
Yeah, so, but I think even then, it's still balanced.
It was still always quite balanced. Yeah.
I think the general, there were some more serious stuff in moments, but I think overall, the tone never got dark.
It had some dark points, some backstories of characters. I won't get too much details.
Backstories are fair.
No, that's fair. There's some areas of the story where quite dark and explore some dark themes, definitely.
Leave it to us, by the way, to turn a Dragon Ball podcast into a One Piece talk.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get too deep into this, but they still always had the goofy in the middle. And I'm hoping definitely they definitely keep that aspect as well in Dragon Ball. I hope to go a little bit more serious, at least get some more serious themes in there. But I'm getting that they're still a little more silly because it's
early in the series. I remember, because again, it's been. Damn, eight or nine years since I first watched Dragon Ball. So I don't remember much of it. I remember I think up till the end of this arc and then sporadically some stuff after until we hit Z. which Z I know I remember a lot better. Thank you, Dragon Ball Abridged.
Yeah.
Very so good. Like that. So that's why I'm saying like I don't remember when the switch happened. Because I don't remember the Dragon Ball part very well. So I'm very interested to see when that happens. I'm kind of expecting like about halfway through the Dragon Ball chapter. Turn. Ryu, like, what are you expecting from this?
This point, I'm expecting like just for now, from what I've like based on what I've seen, I feel like we're gonna keep this theme. Like, see Goku like grow up a little bit. I kind of a spoiler, I guess. I know that Bulma and Goku have a kid. Don't know if that's Z Super whatever. Like, if that's another series, or if that's like kind of where it ends with.
Yeah, so, like the notion isn't there in the manga, so we're just gonna like at some point there will be like a like
some an episode romance where we're like,
they're here now.
They're adult now. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I know like Goku. I've seen Goku as an adult. I've seen him go Super Saiyan and whatever, and Instinct, etc. Like, I don't know when or how and whenever we meet certain people and how we get there. And so I'm curious to see how we get there. Like, meet those people, how we get the developments in their power, like how we get to meet Frieza, for instance, you know, that kind of shit, you know, like that kind of stuff. I'm just curious to see how the series will develop in the end.
Yep. All right.
I
Hutt, yeah, like what are you thinking?
Dragon Ball is a series that has pioneered a certain type of arc. You might know what I'm talking about, Ben. And I
know exactly what he's talking about.
And I'm very excited to see. Since you don't remember, Ben, and you haven't read a review, so I'm very excited to see what you guys will think.
I think I remember, like, now that I was talking about, I think I remember it. I remember being a bit confused about, like, one of the characters in that bit. And I just remembered what the whole point of that was. I remember where it came from, but I just remembered it. So, let's see if I remember it when we get there.
Yep, let's see.
See you in half a year. We're gonna have like a half a year later when we're there, we're gonna have like a flashback, like black and gray. just like the flashback of this happening.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm pretty sure I'm editing these, so I don't know how extravagant.
Oh boy, never mind.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Hey, Hutt, you want another editing project?
No, I'm booked. I'm booked.
Oh my
he's
god.
He's cooked and booked.
Oh, yeah. Oh no. Hey, Ryu, you wanna edit?
No.
Shit. Oh, wow.
We have to edit for school means. Anyway, so.
Yeah, like I don't.
Yeah.
No.
Fucking, I don't go to university. I just sit here all day and make content. That's what I do for a living.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
content
exactly.
Farm.
I also, am the content. Fucking,
the fucking outfit that Oolong had, I don't
the
know.
The like Chinese like, communist thing?
No, the
I
fucking,
didn't follow
the
that. I saw
suit.
That red star and I was like, this motherfucker's a communist.
I get that actually. Now that you say it.
I get that. Yeah, I didn't notice. Like, I didn't realize it.
Yeah,
I didn't
think about that.
Bro, I was like fucking 13 when I watched this shit for the first time. I was like, what is this what is this Mao Zedong shit?
Question.
What's going on?
Yeah, what's up?
Do you know anything about Ryu? Do you know anything about the power system of Dragon Ball?
There is no.
I know they
system
can transform.
Right
yeah.
Like I know they can like transform into forms more or less. I know a little bit about Frieza, like how that like somehow becomes gold and you have Black Frieza and that kind of shit. But I don't know how he gets there.
Well,
yeah, like from what I know, they just scream and become strong. That's mostly what I know.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
And they can fusion in multiple ways. They have the earrings, which I kind of know because of Robo Ross's like animation videos. And they can just do like the dance, the fusion dance. So I think learn from Roshi if I like that's my information lines up. But yeah, more or less I don't really know. Like we've seen Roshi and I know he becomes a mentor at some point. Don't know when he comes back.
I did big ups. Who knows, you know?
Yeah. So that basically.
Yeah, I think like something that's gonna definitely like be interesting, that I think is gonna make this a pretty unique read-through for all of us. It's just a formatting of what we're doing.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it almost feels And you guys won't have to tell me if you like agree with it. But I was reading it and like I stopped at the final chapter that we were supposed to read for this week. And I was just like, this kind of feels like when shows were coming out, right? Like it's just like this new episode for the week. See you next week for the next installment. Yeah. Like it kind of felt like that. And I was very excited about that. Obviously we're kind of artificially limiting ourselves, but like the vibe that generates is something that like I already felt when I finished the last chapter.
That's all very weird for me because I've just recently read JJK, which I've read like all the 200 chapters, 240 chapters in like three-ish weeks. I don't really remember. But like, so for me to like just stop after I got to 10 is very weird because I was just
same.
I almost want to go continue. I'm like, oh wait, nope, I'm at 10. I should stop.
Yeah, I need to stop. Yeah, I was also stop, like, yeah. I had time left.
Like, out of habit, I was almost like going to the next one already. Like. I don't know, it's just...
Yeah, but like, I think it's going to be definitely interesting because this means that we're going to stop ourselves at sometimes, like, really hype moments or, like, just when we're, like
really middle of actions. Yeah.
And then, like, we're going to have to stop. I think that's going to help, like, the anticipation for, like, keeping doing this a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're going to keep holding up hype and, like, oh, I got to wait. For like another week,
like after this, obviously we have a week before we record the next one, but we're also gonna, you know, we get to read more.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, okay, recording finished. Let me read.
I'm on a pretty cool section of Detective Conan. Like I gotta.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
No, we're not making this a Detective Conan podcast. I can't do this. We can't.
Like
when
everyone's here is but Dragon Ball.
I keep getting away with this.
Somebody's gonna do like a comparison of the amount of time, like time we spend talking about other series that aren't Dragon Ball to Dragon Ball, and it's gonna
like
be 50, way closer 50. Than we're gonna.
Yeah. Like a 40-60 kind of the vibe.
Yeah, and fuck. We keep telling
fuck. It's called the anime podcast. Talk about everything.
Hey, it's called 3 P's in a podcast. Like they don't know what P's, what pod, what cast.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I have so many things I honestly want to say, but those are like spoilers and
spoilers.
Yeah. So I think that's gonna be a really good exercise for you, Hunt, as well, because you can't really like talk about spoilers. Like you really have to limit yourself.
When we finally caught up, me and Ben, you can finally have two people to talk to about the entire series.
And I could be like, this, go.
Yes.
Yeah. We're opening the floodgates at the end of the series.
When we get there, we just hold back the door, like, it just bursts open anyway.
I'll have so many.
It's like a load of streaming into Helm's Deep.
He keeps a channel just for memes in, like, a server, and he's like, as soon as that happens, he invites us, like, the entire chat is full of memes.
Yeah. Oh my god, like it'll be fun. Like I think like the formatting of this podcast is very fun, and I'm very excited to get into it again. Do you guys have anything? Any other talk?
No, I think that's all of it.
Start of a journey.
Yes.
All right, so I can talk about more about Journey to the West. Okay, listen, guys.
So Journey to the West. They went to the West, to the village.
Yeah, that's true. And, like obviously, like at some point, like Bulma says she's from the West. I think as well.
Yeah, she
does.
So I looked at that and was like, I get it. You ain't slick. You ain't slick. I got you.
I caught that. Yup.
I understood that.
Like the fucking meme of like
Captain America.
No.
What's
his name? Leonardo DiCaprio when he's like, oh.
Well, also, I was gonna say that a capsule corp seems very useful. You know, with the hoi poi capsules.
Yeah, the hoi poi capsules.
Yeah. Oh, right. As just a miscellaneous thing, I just have a note in here that says Goku said waga, and that's funny for no reason.
Waga.
Because he was talking about a car, and that's like pretty similar to like Dutch slang. Wagon. So I thought that was.
Yeah.
Pretty funny that go. That's what I'm saying. Like Toriyama's secret Dutchie, man. Like he's got. He's it using really Dutch is. Slang. He called a character puree. Like. Like come on, he's one of us. He's one of us.
Yep, I can see it. I can see it.
Also, I just want to quickly mention the Bulma thing. There's every guy they meet that is sort of hot. Like, somehow she just got extremely horny for them.
When
Oolong became
honestly,
nice guy.
I was kind of surprised about that.
Yeah, same.
Right?
That's
like, because I'm used to just being dudes. So, I was kind of like, you know what? I'm kind of fine with her being like this. I just wish she had other redeeming qualities. She had, like, redeeming qualities.
She had redeeming qualities. Not other, just redeeming qualities.
Just this isn't a redeeming quality. This is, like, a subversion of a stereotype that Dragon Ball made, almost.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, that's weird to, like, look at. But then she still has no redeeming qualities, so I still don't like her.
And she's also horny for Yamcha, but Yamcha can't handle fucking women, so they're just, like...
That's a funny dynamic, though.
I love the dynamic is kind of funny. I do enjoy.
So bizarre, because Yamcha's like conventionally good looking, she just doesn't have the confidence, right?
Yeah. Like, it's I think so far, like, we talk a lot about like all the like other aspects pretty much, but like we haven't talked much about the comedy. Which is the main point of the story at this like from where we are right
this
now.
This point. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that it like it's doing it decently. Like, I think there's a good amount of jokes that don't land for me. As well, yeah. Like, obviously, like, we do have to, like, acknowledge that we're a little bit older than the target audience for this.
Also, time period-wise, there's a little bit of a...
That's the thing. But, like, there's still some good jokes in it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Bulma, like, slamming her face when she thinks she's pure and, like, that's good, just retribution, and it's funny. Like, I love Goku saying, Vaga.
That's a Death Gen Z kind of humor, like, what?
Yeah, that's just like that's just some out of pocket shit, and it's just
random shit. And the fucking the PP candy, the fucking I was like, is it like some fucking Pokemon PP? Because that's where my brain went. And then it just the fucking shit candy. I love the laxative.
Yeah, which also is a reference to Journey to the West. That there is like a crown that Son Goku, Son Wukong. Where
it's gonna confuse us a lot,
and because Son Goku is the Japanese name for it as well, Toriyama just went, "Let me just use that."
Yeah.
He wasn't clever. he did not do anything clever with it.
And Bulma is called Bulma, which is
But like, so he wears a headband